name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What wonderful images from today's passages. We have prophets, raisings from the dead, never-ending supply of food, onlookers being both amazed and terrified. The Easter story over and over, amazing and terrifying for the people of that day. We can still be amazed, but not so terrified from this. We probably know our gospel story by heart. And remember the wonderful passage about Elijah and the widow in Zarephath. Long ago stories about ancient people from the time when miracles seemed to be taken in stride more than today. Do these stories have much to do with us? We certainly can't raise the dead or provide a never-ending supply of grain and oil. So we can be amazed and praise God, or don't necessarily have to be motivated. Or do. We're kidding ourselves if we say these are just inspirational stories. Jesus constantly reminded his followers that they must live as he lived. Actually, their Old Testament Torah said about the same thing. Jesus is only reminding them to be faithful to God's rule of life. It's the same for us today. In our baptismal covenant, we promise to live as Jesus did, to be a people of God. So let's look seriously at the stories to see what they say to us. There are several similarities between 1 Kings and the Luke passage. Elijah and Jesus are both prophets, and the passage is centered on bringing the child back from death. The widow was provided with a never-ending supply of grain and oil. We know Jesus will supply God's people with a never-ending source of life in his own body and blood. The stories show that ability to give life in various forms is proof that a person is a godly person, sent by God in both accounts. An important connection between what Elijah and Jesus say and what happened. Now, Luke typically connects saying and doing. It's often these connections that give us the aha moments that excite us. Consider what they say when Jesus gives the young man back to his mother. God has looked favorably upon his people. The same thought found in the Magnificat and Luke Lamentus of morning prayer. Elijah tells the widow that the Lord God of Israel will not let the jar of meal go empty or the jug of wine fail. God looks with favor. God looks with love. Looks with unfailing care on his people, and especially in the readings today on the widows. Now, isn't it interesting that we keep saying that God looks with favor, cares, and loves? There's no doubt God does these. Look how often God doesn't do it alone. Look how often God uses his people to bring a message of his love and care to others. There's a connection again, a connection between heaven and earth. Both Jesus and Elijah are a connection between God and God's people. Neither of them does a miracle for their own glory. Their actions glorify God. All who witnessed the miracles gave glory to God, knowing that God worked through these two men. Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth, the widow of Zarephath says. What a wonderful compliment. Those who witnessed Jesus bringing the young man back to life said, a great prophet has risen among us. Another great compliment. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people could say that about us? Another great compliment. If people could say that about us. it wouldn't be wonderful if people could see us being, wouldn't it be wonderful if people could see us being a connection between God and them? The thing is, they should. One of many lessons in these scriptures is that what Jesus and Elijah did, we must do also. Not to raise people from the dead, but we are called to be conduits of God's grace, to be prophetic. Doesn't have to be dramatic. We are prophetic when we are aware of the needs in the world around us and speak the truth about it. The power of prophecy is in the truth of the word and the challenge these words offer people to change for the better. But we know prophets often get into trouble. The Old Testament is full of stories about prophets being reviled, ignored, harassed, and sometimes killed. John the Baptist lost his head. Jesus was crucified. Are we supposed to be prophets like that? The thing is, we are. We are to speak God's word of truth in our difficult world. And each one of us, not just well-known modern prophets like Dorothy Day, each of us has our own minds to be prophetic. Different situations will affect us in different ways. Often, when truly being prophetic, we so love what we're doing that we don't see ourselves as prophets. On our DuPont travels, Sharon and I lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee from 1959 into 1961. We became Episcopalians in a church in Signal Mountain, Tennessee. So my interest was aroused when, a few years later, I read about a man in Chattanooga who left a lucrative fever job in New York City to join the Brotherhood of St. Gregory, an Anglican worldwide community of friars, both clergy and lay. Founded in New York City, he then gave everything away, absolutely everything, to follow the call to serve the homeless poor as a monk in a southern city. Brother Ron, a lay Episcopalian, lived in the shelter of the homeless, helped them find medical assistance, food, counseled them, let them know that God loves and cares for them even when they feel alone and hopeless. Brother Ron shared stories of the homeless with congregations, with seminarians in Sewanee, and in Chattanooga city officials. The interesting thing about Ron is that when people are amazed and impressed by his work, that's not what people see first. Ron is a prophet. He speaks the word of God to a hurting world and does it with power and truth. People see the graciousness of God through Ron and could use the same words the widow of Zarephath used about Elijah. We know you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth, the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. Sounds pretty extraordinary. But God isn't all that different from you and me. Each of our vocations are unique. Ways we're called to be prophetic are unique. We just need to take our connection to God seriously, as our baptismal covenant reminds us. God will work wonders through each of us if we're open. When we welcome all people into our parish, when we work to ensure that all are fed, clothed, housed, and cared for when sick, when we work to transform unjust social structures, God's word of truth can be in each of our mouths. What greater compliment could people say about us than that we are